106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. More and less in the morning, we're in the downtown studio at Riverside Unique. We lovingly call it the Fishbowl. And, of course, it's the Friday Morning Extra brought to you by the Finishing Touch of Chestertown. And this morning we're joined by Dave Minzy. He is a Chestertown Lion. You guys have got a big event coming up this weekend. Very excited about. Or, no, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it's our spring barbecue.
Oh, so. I love when they do that because you know it's going on because you can smell it all over town. And those are some of the best chicken barbecue dinners I have ever had in my life.
Yep, and you need to get there early because they sell out. I think they sold out by 12:45 anyway last year.
It's funny because it was a rainy, overcast day, but boy, were sales brisk.
I remember because we were out there in the pouring rain giving out those dinners, and people want to say, "Well, can you hold one for me?" No, nope, we cannot do that.
It's first come, first serve.
Absolutely, and you get chicken, you get a cookie, you get side dish.
Yep, it's coleslaw.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's so good. And the dinners, how much are they this year?
Same price as last year, I think.
Okay,
I
it's $15?
Yeah, I think they were $15, yep.
And what do people don't necessarily think about this. They think about, oh, I get this great chicken dinner from the Lions Club that's only $15. It's one of the best I've ever had. But what does the money do? What does the money from the sale of these chicken dinners, what's that go for?
Well, the money goes for into a couple different accounts. One of them involves the National Lions, which mm-hmm. includes the work on vision, but they also go into our support of our local missions. And we give money, for example, for the middle school to we bought the books for the program where everybody reads the same
book. The One School, One Book.
One mm-hmm. School, One Book, yeah. And we did that, and there are a whole bunch of other things that we'll put money into. We put, I think they're going to rebuild the gazebo down at Wilmer Park. Repair it. It's
okay,
not rebuild,
yeah, because they
repair it.
Okay, that's
and
nice.
So that we do that. We've put benches out in several different places in mm-hmm. town mm-hmm. For people, and we in general that we also support a program. We support a scholarship program for students that are heading off to school, but we also support a program for people that are not headed off to college or a school, and that is a internship program with a local business. And so we will provide a stipend for the business to be able to hire one. I think there's somebody over at the Modern Stone Age kitchen right now. Uh-huh. I know that in the fall there was one out at Crow Vineyard. So there are a number of things like that. And mm-hmm. I don't know the whole list. I mean, it's just not committed to memory.
Yeah. Well, and it does. It very much is important that they support so many things here in our local community.
Yep. Yeah, we run the Halloween parade and so forth. So there are a lot of things like that that we when COVID was here, we did the parking for the COVID,
That's right. Yeah, you helped with the vaccination clinics
and all that stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. So there are a lot of things that, because we're a big club, we have a number of members. In fact, earlier this week, they were out cleaning the highway on 213.
Yeah, and I think they do that every year.
Yes, they do.
Which is a really, really an amazing mm-hmm. thing, and it brings a lot of Lions together. And it's just kind of, it's good to see them out working with their yellow vests on, and you can recognize them easily.
Yep, that's a good part of the program.
Yeah. So the barbecue dinner is Saturday, May the 4th.
Yes.
And it starts at 10?
Yes, but the timing depends on how fast the chicken cooks, and we're very careful to make sure that it gets cooked through.
Absolutely.
We don't want to send anybody home ill or have them come back ill.
Right, exactly. Well, it kicks off at around 10, and it's first come, first serve. They're supposed to be on sale until 1 o'clock, but as you said,
until they're gone,
yep.
Get there as early as you can.
Yes,
All right, Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.